like to focus on one pasuk in Shlishi of the Parsha. Pasuk which is difficult just to, in terms of the syntax, difficult to understand. And the difficulty actually is reflected in different translations really reflects the different possibilities. If you take a look at the Mefarshim, the translations, different translations come up in the different Mefarshim as well. The Pasuk is with regard to the Korban Todah. Korban Todah, the Thanksgiving offering, which has already been mentioned back in Parshat Tzav. And this is, you know, this particular pasuk rendition of the Korban Todah might be more familiar to many of you because it's the beginning of the Parshat HaMoadim. When we read, and this is probably why we read it, if you ever think about it, when you read the Parshat HaMoadim on the different Chagim, and you read from we don't start with the Moadim, we start with a few psukim beforehand. Shor ochesav oez ki valed vahaya shivat yamim tachat imo miyom hashmini vahala yiratzelu korbani shel Hashem. Start with this, that you, general halachot in korbanot, that you're not supposed to shecht the mother and the child on the same day. That's the next pasuk actually, and the previous pasuk that you have to wait till the animal is 7 days old before it can be brought as eight days old till it can be brought as a korban. Why do we talk about this in the Moadim? So I think it's because of this pasuk that I want to focus on, which is v'chi tizbechu zevach todah l'Hashem lirtzonechem tizbachu. When you bring the Thanksgiving Korban to God, so bring it, lirtzonechem tizbachu. Shecht it, slaughter it, lirtzonechem. And the reason why I say it's appropriate for the Moadim is that before you talk about celebration, you have to talk about Thanksgiving. And the Korban Todah was generally brought in the Moadim. So before we talk about the Moadim, we talk about Korban Todah. But okay. But what is this? The syntax is difficult. What does this mean? Chitiz b'chu zevach todah l'Hashem. When you bring a Thanksgiving offering to God, slaughter it, lirtzonechem. And so I'm just going to bring you two different translations very quickly. In the Art Scroll, it says the following. When you slaughter a feast Thanksgiving offering to Hashem, you shall slaughter it lirtzonechem to gain favor for yourself. Lirtzonechem, for yourself to gain favor. In other words, to bring the korban in order to that it be a, not quite appeasement, but that when you are coming in front of God on the holiday, in the regal, so bring the Korban Todah. It's sort of, if you will, a polite gesture or an understanding. Before, when you're coming to God, say thank you for what you've had. That's Lirtzonachem. But if you take a look at the JPS translation, which also follows perhaps the translation, the first translation brought by Rashi. What does that mean that you should slaughter it lirtzonechem? So the translation says the following. Offer it that it may be accepted. Not that you should bring it lirtzonechem to curry favor for yourself, but lirtzonechem in order that it be done properly. And Chazal took this lirtzonechem, and Rashi, if you take a look at Rashi, you'll see in his first perush, what it means is that you have to be very careful about the way you bring a korban todah. You have to have the proper kavadot. You have to have the proper know the halachot. When you bring the korban, do it lirtzonechem, do it in the proper way. That is the second possible translation. And there's a third translation, Rashi brings it as the davar acher. And you see when there are so many different translations that the parshanim, the translators, are trying to have a, or having difficulty. This second perush is based on the Gemara in Chulin. And the Gemara in Chulin says, L'rtzonechem means l'da'atchem. Right? Being cognizant. Be cognizant. And Gemara continues, this teaches you that mit'asek, if you bring a korban, and specifically a korban todah, when you're mit'asek, when you are involved, but not involved in the korban, you're doing it as a matter of rote. So eino yotze yedei chavato. When you bring a korban in general, and especially when you bring a korban todah, you have to have it lida'atchem. And when I saw this, I wasn't exactly troubled. I said, I said exactly what I had just presented. Namely, Chazal were bothered by the syntax. They can't understand what it means, lirtzonechem, for your favor. Tizbachu, that's a problematic type of formulation. So this, on the midrashic level, they turned ratzon, favor, into da'at. Your da'at, l'da'atchem, your ratzon, that's favor. The when I was looking at some of the Christian translations, I was curious how the Christian translations would deal with this. So I saw in the King James translation that they took this idea of Chazal. I don't think they were familiar with Chazal, but they turned it in a way that it becomes pshat. It's not just the drash, because listen to the translation. When you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. Ratzon, your free will, that's da'at, cognizance. When you do something of your own volition, that is translates to being fully aware of what you're doing. So on that level, the drash, if you will, of l'rtzonchem, meaning l'da'atchem, is really a deeper understanding of what the term ratzon really means. Ratzon can mean favor. And ratzon can mean do it in the proper way in order that it, again, in order that it be viewed favorably. But ratzon can mean what I want to do, meaning what I am thinking about, what I have real volition in doing. And that's the way I'm supposed to bring my korban todah. When I bring a korban todah, when I say thank you, when you say thank you, do you really think about it? Do you really bring it lida'atchem? When you need something from someone, in that stage, so then we all think about very carefully how we're going to ask for what we need. We think about the various strategies to get what we need. And then when we get it, we say, as a matter of course, oh, thank you. Then we're on to the next thing. And what the Torah is trying to tell us, according to this understanding, is specifically when you're saying thank you. When you've gotten what you wanted, when all seems good, that's when you need to do it of your free will. That's when you need to do it lida'atchem. If you're mit'asek, and we are too often mit'asek when it comes to saying thank you, we are too often caught up in the next thing that we need to really focus on the gratitude that we should have for what we've already received. And that gratitude, that has to come l'rtzonechem. That gratitude has to come l'da'atchem. That gratitude has to really come from a deep understanding and cognition of what we have received. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget to say thank you, for the French toast, starting with the French toast and going for the rest of the day.